Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Naftali Greenberg. Maseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
The Mishnah says, Nadu b'cherem v'amr lo nadarti el b'char moshal yam. Somebody makes a neder to aser his nechasim like a cherem, like sounds like charmei shamayim, and then he says, lo nadarti el b'char moshal yam. I only meant a char moshal yam, which is something that's used to catch fish. B'karbon v'amr lo nadarti el b'karbon shal melachim. Hare atzmi karban. He says, "Kilu I am a karban." For Amar lo nadarti ela beetzem shehanachti li lihi yois noidebay. He said a lashon which is mashma that he himself is kilu a karban. The Hainu is answering himself to somebody else, his hanat to somebody else, and then he says he meant the etzem, the bone that he has sitting in his house. Koinim ishti nenesli. He says, "I'm not going to be nenet from my wife." For Amar lo nadarti ela beishti harishayna, and he's shigirashti. I meant the first wife that I had, that I divorced already. Al kulan ein nishalim lahen. On all these cases, we don't give them any chance of getting out of the nether. The im nishalu oin shimayson umachmirin alayim. Divya meir v'chavim oimin poiskin lahen pesach mimakvim acher. So the sefer of the Mishnah will come to later, but the basic idea of the Mishnah is that somebody makes a neder, and then he himself explains that really what he meant when he said his neder was something which doesn't result in any isser at all. There's a big machlokes we're showing him here. How does this Mishnah relate to the Mishnah we had earlier in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis? The Mishnah of Yud Ches Amud Beis says teaches us the halacha stam nedarim lahachmir uperusha lahakel. So Shitas HaToisvus is that Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir means if somebody makes a neder that it has two possible mashma'osim. We don't know exactly what he meant. The Hainu, he said, Harezeh kebasar, alai kebasar maliach, like salted meat. Now salted meat could either mean a carbon l'Hashem, or it could mean a carbon l'Avodah Zarah. So in such a case, the Mishnah is teaching us Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir, mean Stam or Machmir, that he meant to assert himself like a carbon l'Hashemayim. Uperusham L'Hakel, Toisvus learns, means even though the words that he said have a way of explaining them lekula. That's it. Meaning the Mishnah did not yet teach us the halacha that we believe him to touch up what he said lekula. That's what our Mishnah comes to do. Our Mishnah, Daf Chav, is coming to tell us that even though in the last Mishnah we said Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir, that when a person says a Lashon, that could mean one of two things, either L'Chumra or L'Kula. We always nema that it means L'Chumra. Our Mishnah comes now and teaches us that if he wants to afterwards, he can say Lo Nedarti El Bechar, he can touch up what he said, and he's nema to do that. The Rajba brings down Tosfos, and the Rajba's Chaylik on Tosfos. He says, if that's Pshat in our Mishnah, so why does our Mishnah say a new case? The Mishnah should have continued mamash in exactly the same kava as the first Mishnah, and should have said nadar be basar maliach, and then he said loy niskavat loy nadarti ela be basar shel avodah zarah. Why did the Mishnah change the case to this new case of charmei shalyam? Says the Rashba, and the Ran over here by us says the same thing. The Rashba says stam nadarim lahachmir uperusham lahakel means the Mishnah is already teaching us this new halacha. That somebody's neman to teach up, if he says, really, I meant l'kula, he's neman. Even though being a stam, if he doesn't say anything. We're machmir, and we say that he was mechavin to aser the chavitz to himself. But if he says, if he's mefarish, that I really meant basar maliyah, I really meant basar shall avoid a zara, or yai nesach shall avoid a zara, which is only a davar ha'asar, not a davar ha'nadur, on that he's neman to say that. Now our Mishnah comes and seemingly repeats the same halacha again. He says, the Mishnah says, Nadar b'cherem, and then he says, Lo yadarti el b'char moshal yam. So the Rashbi L'shitasa has to explain what's the chiddush in our Mishnah that we didn't know yet already from Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Rashbi explains that there's a new chiddush here that it did not tell us yet. The Hainu over there, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Mishnah was talking about a person who said a lashon, and it can equally mean the lashon of basar maliach can equally mean basar shel avodah zarah or basar of a carbon Hashem. So when he comes and so the halacha is minastam, we're machmir. But if he comes and he touches up his words, he's neman to say that he only meant davar ha'asu the hainu makarban avodah zarah. Our Mishnah is teaching us, even though he's coming and he's saying something which is very very rachuk from what he said, and it's muchach mineu bay, that he meant stam to trick us. He said a funny lashon. He's stop making jokes. Not a becherem. He knows that everybody thinks that he means that everybody thinks that he's asering his lechasim on himself like a cherem. And then he says, no, lo yadati ela b'chama shalyam. So that, says the Rashba, our Mishnah is teaching us that even there, he's neman to say afterwards, even though he was joking around, he's neman to say afterwards that he only meant lo yadati ela b'chama shalyam. The Mishnah goes on to explain that only a Talmid Chacham is neman to say that he meant chama shalyam, but an Amoritz is not neman. The Rashba says that after once he explains the difference between the two Mishnayos, it comes out of Chiddush LaHalacha, which also the Ran speaks out too. It comes out of the Rashba that since the two Mishnayos are teaching me different halachas, the first halacha is talking about someone who says a lashon hashakul, and he tells us which one that he meant, and he's neman to say that he meant lakula. And over here, the Mishnah is teaching us, even though it's not two lashonas hashkulim, adarabba, the lashon that he's teaching up is a much more rachuk, that that's what it really what he meant. Says the Rashba, dafka in the second Mishnah, there's a halacha that in Amoritz is not neman. Vashenki, in the first Mishnah, even in Amoritz is neman to say, lo niskavanti elu lebasar shel avodah zarah, lo niskavanti elu yai nesak shel avodah zarah. The Rashba explains what taka is the difference between the two Mishnayos. Why is it that only in this Mishnah by us is an Amoritz neman? So he says an interesting svara. He says, since it's muchach already from his lashon that he was coming to fool us, that he was coming to ki'ilu lie to us by saying, I'm asking my nechassim on myself like a cherem, and he knows that we think that he means a real cherem, so we see already that he's lying. So that already builds up a chashash for us that he's a shakron. But Mela, when he comes now and tels us, oh, I only meant kachama shel yam, so we second guess him. We're second guessing already what he's saying, and we don't give him the full ne'emanos. Mashen ken tabel chacham, we believe him because he doesn't have kalos roshim in the darim, and we're not really choshed that he's going to lie when it comes to hilchos in the darim. Mashen ken, in the first Mishnah, so why should we be choshed that he's lying? He said a loshon, which yitochen me'od, he actually, lechatchila, mamish meant, he meant really to say, he meant basar maliach shalav erazar. He wasn't trying to lie to us or fool us or trick us. Mele, we have no reason to be chayshishim for lying. But mele, he has nemonas to say that he even meant he meant basar maliach shalav erazar. The Rashba continues al pizeh to answer a different kasha that the Rishonim asked on the sugya. The kasha is the Gemara's mavur in shvuas daf chavavam beis that if a person asks about himself with a shvuah pas chitim, and he meant to say pas se'orim, or the other way, he asks about himself pas se'orim, and he meant to say pas chitim. So Gemara says that the neder is not, the shvuah is not chal, because of the din that you need piv v'libo shavim. We need that what he said is what he was being mechavin to say. So the fact, the Rashba, why over here do we have to say, why does the person have to say, lo yadati ela b'chama shalyam, which is a lashon that the lashon that he said was koilo the thing that he's saying now also. The lashon cherem could possibly mean chama shalyam as well. Dafka there is ineman, can he get out of his nether? But it's mashma that if he would say, no, I really meant something else, I meant some other word, some other thing, that has no shaykhas at all with the words that he said, it's mashma, he won't be believed. Why is that? Why don't we apply the klal that we need pivli b'shavin, and we need that whatever he said, he was mechavan to say. And therefore we should say that his neman, that even if he doesn't say chamashav, he says, I didn't mean to ask on myself chem, I meant to ask on myself something else, I meant to say something else, so still he should be neman. So Rashba answers, I'll repeat what he explained before, that our Mishnah is talking about a person who bedafka came out and he tried to lichatchila trick us. The Hainu, when he said chama shalyam, his das was that we would think he means, and he would think he was asering his nechasim, and he's just planning on fooling us and showing us that he really means kichama shalyam. So therefore the Rashba speaks out a very big yisoid. The din of piv liba shavin is dafka in a case where a person said a word came out of his mouth, and that's not the word that he meant to say. For example, a person, he's mechavin to say pas chitim, and by accident slips out of his mouth pas se'or. On that, the Gemara's mechadesh, the din, the raisa, the neder has to be piv v'libay shavin, that even though a neder is created with a haflaw, with a maisa dibor, but if the dibor is not the dibor that he was mechavin to say, so the dibor does not result in a chalais neder, or a chalais shua. But that's only when the word that he said was not the word that he was mechavin to say. But over here, says the Rashba, he was mechavin to say the word cherem. That's what he was trying to say. Just his das was that he was going to be koilel in that he was really mechavin for some other word of cherem, chama shalyam. B'meila, we don't apply the din of pivli b'shavim because the word that he said, that's the word that he was mechavim to say, l'chadchila. Mashenkin over there, he said the word that he wasn't mechavim to say, dafka there do we say the din of pivli b'shavim. Therefore, our Gemara has to be mechavish a new din, that even though he was mechavim to say the word that he said, the hainu nadu b'cherem, still, afilu hachi, he's neman to touch up that he really meant kechamar shal yam, even though that's bechlal not the pashas lashon of what the word usually means. The Bach in Siman Reish Ches, he brings down this Rashba, and he says his own pshat, his own reason why an amaretz is not neman in our Mishnah, and he is neman in the first Mishnah. He says it's similar to the Rashba, but it's a different word. He says that the difference is that in the first Mishnah, the two things are shakol, much like the Rashba said. The two things are shakol, the hainu basar, basar l'shamayim, and basar l'avodah zara. It's equally possible. Therefore, he's neman to say that. Mashenkin over here, the pshat is simply, since it's not shakol, since it's very unlikely that's really what he meant, he's not neman to say that's what he meant. Not like the Rashba said, that we taich up that l'chatchila his kavana was to fool us and to trick us. And therefore, he was noilat in himself, achashash meshaker, and therefore we say you're taka lying. No, the Bach says more pasha, that he's not neman because he's telling us a bigger chiddush. Since he's trying to mechadish us a bigger chiddush, yeah, I meant kechamu shal yam, it's much harder for us to believe. So an amar is there is not neman. Mashenkin, in the first Mishnah, it's not so difficult to believe that he really meant kibasar shal avodah zarah. The Bach asks a kasha, a big, very big kasha here on the Tor in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Reish Hey, the Tor brings a machlokes Rambam and the Rosh about somebody who makes a neder and he's matvis bedover ha'asa. We know already from many places the Masechta that a neder is only chal b'hatfasa if he's matvis in a dover ha'nadur. Dehainu, he's matvis in something which is asa because of a neder. For example, a korban or nizirus or something like that. But if somebody is matvis in something which is only also, like he's matvis in a piece of the veil or a piece of treifa, so that's not, the hatfas is not chal, and the ned is not chal. So there's a big machalik, it's Rosh and the Rambam, the Tor brings him in Reish Hei, about an Amma Aretz who's matvis in a davar ha'asa. The Rosh says, based on how they learned the Gemara there, the Rosh learns that if even an Amaretz who's matvis in a davar ha'aser, the ned is not chal. We don't cross him, or we're not worried about anything's going to happen. We're not goyzer on him that his ned is chal. Dafka l'gabi ishtar. If he asks his wife on himself and he's matvis b'davar ha'aser, so dafka there because of the chaymer of making a neder against his wife, or we're machmir and we say the ned is chal b'drabanan, even though he is matvis in a davar ha'aser. The Rambam there is choylik. The Rambam holds every neder that an amaretz makes, even if he asks his peiros and he's matvis them with a davar ha'aser, we asker the peiros on him kilu he was neder b'davar ha'aser. Neder shulchan aruch paskins like the Rambam. Over here, the Tor paskins that just like we just spoke out from the Rashba, that based on the first Mishnah, that an amaretz is neman to taich up that when he said I'm asering my nechassim, that it should be like basar maliach, and he really says that he meant, I meant like basar of a korban to avodah zara, or what he says kiyai nesach, and he says I really meant yai nesach shal avodah zara. So there, even an amaretz is neman, like the Rashba said, mashenkin in our Mishnah, an amaretz is not neman. The kasha is first of all, why doesn't the Torah bring the shitas harambam that says that an amaretz is never, we never let him, even if he asks himself lahedia on his matzvah to davar ha'aser, we ask it to him. So why is it better that he said a parva lashon, and then when he teaches it up, he said, no, I really meant to davar ha'aser, not a davar ha'nader, b'seder. He meant to davar ha'aser, so he meant to davar ha'aser. So then we should apply the din of the Rambam, but the chavitz is asher to him, because as we always say by an amaretz. To make the kasha even stronger, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Hei paskin the Rambam. He paskin the Shitas Rambam that an amaretz, any neder that he makes, and he's matvis in a davar ha'aser, so the chavetz becomes aser to him. And over here, the Shulchan Aruch paskin like this Rashba and the Tor that even an amaretz is neman to say ladies kavanti that I was only mechavim for a davar ha'aser. So what's pshat? So this is the Bach's kasha. The brother for the Bach says the ma'isi have to be machmir keneged the Shulchan Aruch. And we have to be machshir the shittus Rambam. But even in this case, we're mechuyev to not believe the amaretz. And when he says that he meant basar shalavid zara, so the chavetz is going to be asked to him anyways. the Shachan Sibin Reishches Sifkot and Beis comes to answer the kasha here of the Bach. He explains that even the Rambam, in our case here, even the Rambam is going to be moideh, is going to be moideh to the din of the Torah, that the Am Haaretz is Neman, and not only is he Neman, but it works when he says that he was really mechavim for a Dover HaOsor, so he gets out of the Neder and he's Potter. He's not chayiv to keep the Neder. Explains the difference is that which the Rambam said that in Am Haaretz we knas in Am Haaretz, that even when he's matvis in a Dover HaOsor, that's going to be also on him, is when Bishas the Neder, he thinks that the Dover, that he thinks that you could be matvis in a Dover HaOsor. He thinks that if he's matvis on a nevela or a treifa, the nether should be chal. In that case, says the Rambam, we tell the Am Haaretz that he's mechuyev to keep his nether, even though mi'ikra din his nether is not chal, but he's mechuyev to keep it. But she'enken over here, our Mishnah, the Mishnah here, daf yud ches amud beis, is talking about an Am Haaretz who bedafka said that he knows that if he's matvis in a davar ha'aser, the nether won't be chal. And therefore, when he made the neder lechatchila and he was matvis b'dbasur malich or b'yai nesach, and he had in mind these things which are dvarim asurim, not dvarim hanadurim, so and he knew that the neder wouldn't be chal b'ki hai gavna. The Rambam says that the neder is not chal. Then the Rambam is merged the Torah. This derech agav, not so derech agav. It's namish lehepich of what we just mentioned before. B'shem the Rajba. The Rajba said that the chiluk between the Mishnah, our Mishnah here in Daf Chaf, and the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis is that Dafka the Mishnah Daf Chaf is the Am Haaretz coming to make a harama. He's coming to trick us. Masha'en Enkin and Mele were machmi on him. Masha'en Enkin, the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis is talking about where he's betzmimus. He's not trying to trick anybody. He doesn't know. Taka Adurava. He's trying to make a neder, and he meant Basar Maluch Shemaliach Shalavet Zara. He wasn't trying to pull anybody's leg. Or he wasn't trying to trick anybody. Dafka there, the Amaretz is Neman. Mamish Pufa care from the Shittas Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph. After he finished telling us the halachas that come out from the Mishnayos here and Daf Yud Ches and Daf Yud Ches Beis and Daf Chav, he sums up and he says, "But men dvarim amurim, men dvarim amurim. When do we say that he's neman to teach up that he really meant to davar also dafka shemashma kol echad be'elu sharm shnei inyanos? Each one has the same mashmos. Aval makoyim shedarkon she'ein koyin cherem stam elo lachami bedekabayis. If it's in a place that nobody refers to a stam cherem as a cherem kohanim." Everybody calls us, everybody, when they use the word cherem, they mean berek habayis. Or they use the word basar maluach, they're referring to a korban lahashem. So then the Rambam speaks out, he's not neman b'chlal to change his mind. And that's based on the whole sugya there with Rabbi Yehuda. That's not our daf, that's from daf Yidches. Then the Rambam says in halacha yud beis, now he brings our Mishnah. Hanoydu b'cherem, the amr loy haya b'libi el charmo shel yam, shehiya machmoyres. The Rambam brings down all these cases from our Mishnah. Then the Rambam speaks out. If he's not an Aretz, he needs a Sheil Chacham. The Lechem Mishnah asks the obvious kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam just finished saying in the halacha right before that he's only neman to touch up what he meant lekula if roiv bnei adam, if it's normal for people to talk in that way. But if people don't refer to what he's saying, to the word that he's using, b'loshan ha kula, like he's saying, he's not neman. And over here, the Rambam said lehedia that even though everybody, people don't use the word like that, the loshan of the Rambam was v'chol. The Rambam speaks out that it's mutter. So Lechem Mishnah asks, what's going on? What's from the Rambam? The Lechem Mishnah answers that which the Rambam said that he's only neman the makom that it's an equal lashon that both translations of this word are used in this place is dafka when he was not trying to fool anybody. When he betzmimus said a lashon and he thought that the neder is chal with the davar ha'aser, dafka there the Rambam said his halacha that if Rav people, if nobody uses the word that he's claiming that he meant, that he's mechaber for, he's not Neman. Mashenke, in our Mishnah is talking about a case where lechatchila his das was l'harim, his das was to fool us. And then Remela, he's Neman even in a place where the derech is not to use that word, Lakula, the way he's translating it, he can still get out of the nether by saying that he only meant Lakula. This is Lehepech HaGomer, what we said before, B'Shem the Shach. The Shach said that the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, according to the Rambam, is talking about a person who did have Das Laharim. And that's why he's Neman, that's why the Am Arat is Neman, to say, no, I only meant Kibasar Shal Avodah Zarah, because he knows good and well that the Neder is not Chal if he says that. So Mela, we don't cross him and we're not Machmer on him. Masha'en came in the case where the Am Arat is not Neman, which is a sugya earlier on in the first parak, that's where the Rambam said that we cast every Yom Haaretz whose mouth is an Adav Ha'asa. But this Mishnah of Yud Ches Amud Beis is talking about that he does know. And the Lecha Mishnah is Lehedya saying the Mishnah of Yud Ches Amud Beis is talking about where he does not know. And that's why if the derech is, if the minag, if in that place is not to use that Lashon, for what he's saying, so he's not Neman B'chlal. Mashenka in our Mishnah, where Lehedya, he had Das L'chadchila, In order to be Marim, so we're more makel on him and he's Nema. Just to summarize what we just went through a little bit, we have a Machlekes Toitzvus in the Rajba as to how our Mishnah relates to the Mishnah of Yud Ches Amud Beis. We had Toitzvus learns that it's a whole new din. We didn't yet learn the halacha that he's Nema and Lakula to be Farsh's words. And the Rajba says, no, we already learned that din, and our Mishnah here is teaching us a new halacha that even in a case where he's being Marim and trying to trick us, he's still Neman anyway, he's still Neman if he's Talmud Chacham to touch up his words. And the Rajba explained what's the difference over here in our Mishnah that in Am Haaretz is not Neman, and the Mishnah in Dafid Chesam and Beis in Am Haaretz is Neman. And he explained the reason is over here because he was trying to be Marim, and therefore we're Choshishim that he's lying. Mashenkin in Dafid Chesam and Beis, he wasn't trying to trick anybody, he just Tzvimus thought that he could be Mathmas in a Dover also. We brought a different Mahalach in the Bach, a similar Mahalach in the Bach, and the Bach's Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, that in Simon Reish Hay he passed Shittas Rambam, that an Am Haaretz is never allowed, even when he's Matvis in a Davar Ha'asar, it still results in an Yisrael Rabbanon. And over here he passed like the Shittas HaTur, like Shittas HaRosh, and the Rajba, that if he says Lodis Chavanti El Basar Maliach, then Am Haaretz is Neman, and he's not Chayv in the Nether, even though he's telling us that he was Matvis in a Davar Ha'asar. We brought the Shach, who's Miyashev, that said there's a chilek between the two cases, that over here, even the Rambam will be moide that he's not chayv to keep the nether, because he knew lechatchila that when he makes a nether and he's mapped and davar ha'aser, the nether is not chal. The Rambam only said his shita that an Am Haaretz has to blind by his nether when he's mapped davar ha'aser, when he didn't know that the davar ha'aser is a siba lahatir. He thought that it was just the same thing as being mapped in a davar hanoda. Then we brought the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam, who seems to be soiser himself from two halachas back to back, where first he tells us that if the two lashonos are not used equally for this word, he's not neman to say that he meant the other word, and then he brings out our Mishnah of kicham shel yam. And the Rambam speaks out lehedya that nobody uses the word cherem to mean kicham shel yam, and still the Rambam says he's neman. Lechem Mishnah explains fakert from the Shach that when do we say that he's neman? Dafka, when he had in mind Dafka to be Marim, then he's Neman to say that he meant Yecham HaShayam. Mashenkin, the Mishnah of Yud Ches Amud Beis is talking about a case where he didn't mean Lechatchila. He didn't mean anything. He thought that he could be Matvis and Davar also. And over there we say that if the Lashon that he's teaching, that he really meant that, is not a lashon which is used b'chal man makom, dafka there he's not neman. Another big shayla that comes up in our Mishnah is from the Rishonim in Kiddushin. The Gemara is on in Kiddushin Daf Nun in the sugya of Dvarim Shebelev. The Gemara there comes out lamaskana that Dvarim Shebelev einam dvarim. If somebody sells his land al das that he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't tell the person b'shas the mechira that that's why he's selling his land. So we say Dvar Shabu, and then an oinus happens to him, and he can't go to Eretz Yisrael for some reason. He can't come back to the person and say, I want my land back, because I only sold it al das, and I wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, because we say the din of Dvar Shabu Leiv Einam Dvarim. The Gemara brings a riot to this Yisoy from the Braisa. The Braisa says that the halacha is that by Me'ila, if somebody sends a shliach to be Moitzi Mamun of Hektish, to be Moitzi L'chulin, so Dafka there is one of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, the Mishaleach, the one who sent him, he's Ma. The Avera Kila goes back to him as long as he was a Shoigeg. So over there the case is that he sends a shliach to go take money from the chaloin that's sitting on the windowsill and bring me the money. And some of the money is hektish. And he's only mechavin for the money that's not hektish. In his mind, he didn't mean for the person to take the hektish money, but he didn't speak out lehedya that he only wants him to take the money that's chulin, only money that's on one side, not the money that's on the other side. And so Melo the shliach goes and takes all the money and brings it to him. The Braisa says that the mishaleach is ma'al because we say the klal of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Since it was only in his mind that he was only specifically referring to one part of the money, not all of it. So we say the shlichus was chal on all the money, and he's considered a mishalech legabi that, and therefore he's a malkiel, we sent him to do the whole thing. In fact, the Ramban also asked the kasha, why don't we say over here in our sugya, dvarim shevelev einam dvarim? He comes and says, he's asked this chevetz kecherem. Cherem minastam, pashas like we just saw in the Ramban, means charmei shemayim. And then he says, no, I really meant kechama shalyam. We should apply the din of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Doesn't matter what he meant. We go only bustle with the words that came out of his mouth. So the Ran and the Ramban both say the same teretz. They say that it's very different than the case in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, when he says, get me the money from the windowsill, mina stam pashtus, those words mean all the money on the windowsill. Who adin when he sells his land? And in his mind, even though he's thinking that it's all das to go to Eretz Yisrael, minas stam, he doesn't say anything. The words that he's saying mean, I'm selling you my land in all circumstances. I'm not making any tonight at all. So therefore, the machshava that he's having in both those cases is a stira to the words that he's saying. When he says, I only meant the money on that side of the windowsill, that's soisa the words that he said. Because the words that he said, minas stam, mean all the money on the windowsill. Dafka there, we say, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. Ashenkin in our sugya, he can't. When a person says nodu becherem, he can't possibly mean charmei shemaim and charmei shalyam. He can't mean both. He only means one. And a chanami, even though minastam minapashtus, he means charmei shemaim. But when he tells us that he meant charmei shalyam, that's not a stira to his word. He's being mefarish his words, because we're not going to say minastam he meant both. It's not shaykh that he meant both. So mele, when he tells us that he meant charmei shalyam, he's neman. It's not a chisaron of the din of dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. We're continuing now in the Gemara of Be'ezus Hashem. The Gemara says, "Ha gufa kashya, amros ein nishalim lahen, v'hadar tani im nishalu onchi noisoy machmirin alehem." The Gemara asks, and it seems to be a steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first says ein nishalim lahen, which means we don't give any opportunity for the person who made such a neder to get out of the neder by being shoyel to a chacham. And then it says if he is shoyel to a chacham, we're ma'anishim, we give him an einish, and we're machmir. It's mashma that we are shoyel. We do give him a chance to get out of the neder. Just we give him an einish, and we're machmir. Amar Rav Yehuda hachiktani v'kulan ein srichin sheila. Pshat, when the Mishnah says ein nishalim lahem, it means they don't need sheila. Meaning the neder is paka without a sheila at all to the chacham. But medvar mamurim b'talmud chacham. Only if an Amaretz comes, then we're manishim or machmir on him. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to come at all, but chlal, the neder, it goes away by itself. We spoke about that already in the Mishnah. Bishlama machmiri in deloy paschinan deloy paschinan lebechvatos. Now the Gemara wants to know, what's pshat in machmirin, what's pshat in onshin? So machmirin, we understand. The chumr is that we're not going to be paisech becharata, meaning there's two ways to be paisech and neder that we should speak out. You can either be shoyel on a neder with charata, the hainu can say, I didn't expect such and such a thing to happen. Had I known this and this would happen, I would not have made the neder in the first place. That's called the charata. That's the easy way to get out of a neder. But we say over here, we're machmir on him. We don't let him get out of the neder with charata. He has to find a pesach from within the neder itself, something he didn't realize about the etzem isra that he was asking on himself. Which is a chumrah, because it's more difficult for him to find an excuse like that. What does it mean that we're manishing? What onish do we give him? Somebody makes a nether to become a nazir, and he's over on his nazirus. We're not nizkak to him, meaning if he wants to come and be matir, his nazirus, he wants to come be shoyal to a chacham to get out of his nazirus, we're not going to listen to him to give, we're not going to allow him to even try, to attempt to get out of his nazirus, until he's noyeg all the days that he did heter, that he drank wine. Rashi, we shouldn't even speak out here, that what happened over here? He was over his nazirus for kama yomim. He was a kabbal nazirus, and for a long period of time, he was mevatel the nazirus by drinking wine. So we're not going to be zoikik to him to be shoyal on his neder until he makes up all those days that he drank wine. He has to be noyeg that many days be'isser. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yosi b'medvar mamurim b'nazirus muetas. That's only if he takes on nazirus muetas, which means a 30-day nazirus. Avo b'nazirus meruba dayo lamed yon. If he takes on a nazirus meruba for more than 30 days, then all he has to do is make up maximum 30 days, because stam nazirus is shloishim yon. So this din that he has to make up the days is only a din derabbanan. Tosfos says in Nazir Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, it's only midirabbanan, because midiraisa, only if a nazir is metame b'meis, he becomes tame from a meis, then minatoyra all the days that he was noig until that point, it's yiplu yom harishon. The Torah says he has to start again from the beginning. That's minat Torah. Somebody who drinks wine, another who drinks wine, Hagam, he did an Isser by being violating his nether, even Isser Deraisa, but he doesn't lose out those days. Those days still count, minat Torah. Midrabbanan, there's a knas over here that if he drank wine, we make him make up those days before we zuck for him to be shoyl on his nazirus. If he wants to get out of his nazirus in order to patter himself for bringing his korbanos, so we don't let him do it until he makes up those days. Tosfos and Nozir speaks out, the nafkamina is that by tuma, if he keeps 25 days, let's say, of his nazirus, and then on the 26th day he becomes tameh, he has to make up all first 26 days. He loses all of them. Masha Enkain over here, since it's only midrabbanan, so he only has to make up that one day that he missed. He doesn't have to make up the days that he was Mekayim before that. Akoponim over here, we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. How many days are we Mekayim the Nazir? Are we Mekayim the Nazir to make up? Rabbi Yehuda holds however many days he was over, and Rabbi Yosi holds Dafka if he was over 30. More than 30, we don't make him do because the Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom. Rashi over here, the Mefaresh, seems to learn. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, he says that he thought he made a mistake. What's the case over here? Why was he over his nazirus? Because he thought he made a mistake. He thought, betos, he made a mistake. He thought that the whole thing wasn't really true. He thought he wasn't really a nazir. So he was drinking wine. Then he decided to come to the Chacham and ask if he was correct. And the Chacham told him, no, your nazirus really was really chal. So you see from Rashi that even if he makes the nether b'shoigeg, even if he's over the nether b'shoigeg, we still knas him, but he has to make up the days that he missed. Also the Rambam is in Hilchas Nazirus, Perek Dar Halacha Yud Gimel. The lashon of the Rambam is Mishin Nodar bin Nazir v'dima she'enay neder v'hayo noyeg heter b'nidroy v'shasa yayim. You see that the Rambam also, throws in the word v'dima. It's mashma. He thinks he's not a neder. He thinks he's not a nazir. He made a mistake. The Haini, we did it b'shoigeg. The Lechem Mishnah there on the Rambam asks Akasha on Rashi and the Rambam, where are they coming from? Right? The Lashon of the Braisa is, Mishin nozav v'ovar adazirusai. The Lashon v'ovar adazirusai is mashma b'mezi. Why is the Rambam and the Mefarish explaining that even though he was over only b'shoigeg, still we knas him? The Lechem Mishnah explains that the hechach for Rashi in our sugya to learn that he's talking about even his own b'shoigeg is because the Gemara here is learning out from this brisa that that's what our Mishnah means when the Mishnah says ma'anishim oisai, that we're manishim, we give him an oinish, we're talking about this oinish of this brisa. The same oinish that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi are having a machloikas about, that's the oinish that are talking about in our Mishnah. So if Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi are talking dafka in a case where he was over mazid, so how could the Gemara apply that to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is zicha talking about somebody who was over his nether b'shoigeg because he was nether b'cherem, and then he says lo yadarti ela b'charma shel yam. So this Amoritz who was thinking charma shel yam, he thinks that his nether is not chal. He thinks that he made a funny joke, and really his nether is not a nether, b'chlal. And now we're telling him, the chiddush, that no, we don't believe you, and the nether is really chal. He's a shoygeg. Lagabe being over his nazirus, he's only a shoygeg. So how can it be the Gemara thinks that we apply this knas of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi to the din of our Mishnah? It must be, Rashi explains, the Malacha Mishnah explains, it must be that also the din of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi is also the Gemara understands is talking dafka about a shoygeg. The Lech Mishnah adds that in the sugi in Nazir over there, Daflav Beis on Beis, it's also Muchach that we're talking about, even though they did a Bishoygeg. Because the Mishnah over there, the Gemara over there asks a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishinodor bin Nazir, the Mishnah of Lamed Beis, Amud Beis. Mishinodor bin Nazir, Vinishar lechacham, Vasu. He makes a nether, and then he asks a chacham, what's the din of my nether? And a few days passed that he was being over his nazirus before he asked the chacham. But asru, the chacham said it's asr. You're asr, you're a nazir, and you were supposed to be knowing nazirus from the time of your nether. The lush of the mission is meinem ishash another. He has to count from the days. He continues counting kilu from the day that he made his original nazirus, and he doesn't have to go back. That's the pasha. That's the pasha mashmos of the Mishnah. The Gemara asks akasha from the Brisa. The Gemara says mani mas nisen. Who's the tan of the Mishnah? Loy rabbanon, but loy Rabbi Yosi. It's not Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that he has to make up all the days that he missed, and Rabbi Yosi holds he has to make up all, at least 30 days that he missed. So, in fact, the Lech Mishnah, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Why don't we say the Mishnah is talking about that he was over B'shoigeg? That's the Pasha Lash of the Mishnah. The Lash of the Mishnah is B'shenodar bin Nazir v'nishal chacham. It's mashma that he didn't know. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. And we could have answered very Pasha that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi are talking about he was over B'mezid. Elamai was Pasha to the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi are also talking about a case where he was over a field of B'shoigeg, and that's why the Gemara couldn't answer like that. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ches, where he brings down this halacha, it comes out halacha l'maisa, that when somebody makes a neder, we apply this not only to Nazirus, but also by Nedarim. If somebody makes a neder and he's over the neder for a certain amount of days, we're not going to, a chacham will not be zoikik to be matir the neder until he makes up the days that he missed. And we actually pass him like a b'yoisi, it's b'chalikas we show him, the Shulchan Aruch passes like a b'yoisi, that the maximum is only 30 days. The lash of the Mechaber is, aval hanoider neder. Not like an armish, not a real neder deraisa, not stamachashash that he was lying, deraisa. But overall, love, we give him a knas that he has to make up the days that he missed. The Ramah there adds in parentheses, the over b'mezid. On the Lashon of the Mechaber, the Mechaber says, over love, the Ramah adds the word b'mezid. Muchach, the Ramah here is learning that the knas of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, is only dafka b'mezid, like mamash, like the Havamina of the Lechem Mishnah. Rabbi Kivayger there points out that Lachor the Ramah is going against the Rambam and Rashi, and therefore Lachor, we're not going to pass like the Ramah over here. Rabbi Kivayger writes another very interesting halacha. He says that if somebody makes a neder lamed yoim, until now, the Shulchan Aruch Pasha is talking about a person who makes a neder, minastam, he asks himself on a kikar, or he asks himself on a certain thing, and then for a certain amount of days, he's over his neder, and we tell him, we're not going to be zoikik to you to mati your neder until you make up the days that you missed. What if somebody makes a neder dafka for shloishim yoim? He says, for shloishim yoim, he won't be neder from payers. And then, he goes 10 days where he's over his neder, and then he keeps the next 16 days. So now he only has 4 days left of his neder. Are we going to force him to make up the first 10 days that he was over? And it's going to come out that he's really going to be keeping the nether past the day that he was makabel his nether until? Or are we going to say that only the next 4 days? Rabbi Kivayger says we do not make him go past the 4 days. Just the next 4 days, we're going to say meaning before this dinner, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we would have sat down with him right now with 4 days left, and we would have been matir his neder. But because of this knas, we're going to say, no, we're going to make you finish the last 4 days of your neder, and only then will be matir your neder for you. So it'll go off l'mafreya, and it'll come out l'mafreya, he didn't do anything wrong. He points out the Lefi Zeh, he said in Simon Reish Lamed Ches, he brings a Yad Ephraim. A Yad Ephraim holds, the big machlokes achronim, you're showing him over here. And what if somebody makes a neder that they're not going to eat a kikar for 30 days? He makes a shvua that he won't eat a kikar. And then he eats the whole kikar, he eats the whole thing. So the halacha is, even after he finishes eating the entire kikar, the chacham can still be matir his neder, and he'll take off his chil malkus. The Yad Ephraim says that's only b'kihai gavna, that after he finished eating his kikar, there's a din malchus. Or even if he did it b'shoigeg, there's a din korban, if he's chayav a korban for being over his nether. But if after he was over his neder, there's no din left, there's nothing left for us to do, there's no malchus, there's no karbon stam, he was over his neder and his neder is over. Yad Ephraim holds, you can't be matu his neder now, Freya. You can only be matu the neder if there's still some remnants left, lemaisa, in it, that his neder is being mechayiv something right now at this point. It can't just come out of nowhere and be oiker the neder lemafreya if there's no din left. So B'kivei Eger said, if we make this person wait out the next 4 days of his nether, it'll be too late now. He won't be able to be oiker his nether because the nether is finished. There's nothing else left for him to do. So he said, according to the Yad Ephraim, we're going to have to say that we're going to be matir his nether for him, rega achas koidem, the 4 days is over. In order that we'll still have yucheles, he shouldn't lose the opportunity to be matir his nether legamre. B'kivei Eger says, that's what we're going to have to do according to the Yad Ephraim. Tosfos here on the Amura, Dibur Maschal Amura Rabbi Yosi, has an interesting suffix. He's mastopic, what does Rabbi Yosi hold the Gabi Nedarim? We know Rabbi Yosi holds that if somebody makes a long, he's mekabel himself a nazir, let's say for a year, and he's over the nazir for half a year, for 6 months. So we say only 30 days he has to be over. We knas him for 30 days. The reason for that is because there's a halacha that stam nazir is a shloshim yoyim. If somebody says hareini nazir, he's a nazir for 30 days. So Melor Biyosi hold that Lagabi, this knas is enough to make him do a stam nazir, which is shloshim yoyim. But the mashmos in our Gemara is that we're comparing Rabbi Yosi and we're applying the din of Rabbi Yosi to our Mishnah, which is talking about a nether. L'chayra lo shamanu in Nidorim, that there's such a halacha as stam Nidorim, shloshim yoyim. So what shaychus is it? How can we say that even though he was a kabbal a nether for 6-7 years and he was over the nether the whole time, we say no, 30 days is enough. Where does 30 days come into Hilchus Nidorim? So he wants to bring Lamaisa, he brings a Yeshayim that holds, that they want to prove from here also that Stam Nidarim is Shloshim Yoyim. Just like Stam Nidziris is Shloshim Yoyim, Stam Nidarim is Shloshim Yoyim. Tosfos is Scholik. Tosfos says that no, Stam Neder is not Shloshim Yoyim, but still, since Nidziris, which has Korbanos, it's very Chomer, this Chiv Korbanos, and still Rabbi Yosi says you only have to make up 30 days. So we're not going to say that Nidarim is more Chomer than Nidziris. Nidziris is only 30 days, Nidarim is also only 30 days. The Beis Yosef and Sibin Reish Ches brings from a sefer called Kuntres Mishpatei HaCherem VeHanidoi VeHanezifa, who quotes B'Shem the Ravid. It could be that Kuntres is written by the Ramban. He quotes B'Shem the Ravid that Fakeret, Rabbi Yosi holds, Rabbi Yosi is murdered to Rabbi Yehuda by Nedarim. That because since there's no din of Stam Nedarim, Shloshim Yoyim, even Rabbi Yosi holds that Gabi Nedarim, he has to make up all the days that he missed. The Maishah of Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Reish Ches, Paskins, like the second sheet that I brought from Tosfos, that we pass like Rabbi Yosi, and it's only 30 days, even in Nedarim, because we're not going to be more macher by Nedarim than we are by Nezirus. The Gemara continues now after the two dots. Brisa says, Tana le'olam al tehi rogil b'nedarim shesayf chalimo b'shruis. There's two geirsas in the Mishnah. Rishonim, some Rishonim are geiris b'shruas, like we have it. Others Rishonim are geiris shayfa limo b'nedarim. The geirsa of shruas, the Ran speaks out because the shruas is really more chomer than neder, because the Torah says lo yinake, which is a mashmos, which means that you can't get a full tshuva for being over a shrua. Therefore, it's more chomer than a neder. Al tehi rogil etzel amarish shayfa chalachil chatvolim. Al tehi rogel etel koyin amar shesoyfcha lechilcha truma va'al tarba simcha tzicha imaisha shesoyfcha lover li dei niuf. Rabbi Achim Rabbi Yosha oimer kol hatzoyfe ben nashim soyfe bodu dei aveira v'kol hamistakel ba'akva shal isha havin li bonim she'enem mehuganim. Om Rabbi Yosef ube ishtai nida. Om Rabbi Shem ben Lakish akva diketani b'mokam hatinoyfesh u'mechuvan k'neged ha'ekev. So here there's a big, big machlokes we shine in how to learn this Gemara over here. We have, again, Rav Yosef said, at the name of the Braisa, which said, Kol ha-mistakvel ba'akva shel isha, havin le'ibonim she'enem hu'ganim, is talking afilu b'ishtay nida. Even though ishtay nida, still, it's also to be mistakvel, it has to be mistakvel ba'akva. Rav Shimon ben Lakish comes and says, akva dikatani b'mokam hatinoifas. So there's a shayla. Is Rish Lakish going back on the din of Rav Yosef, or he's saying his own memra? So the Ravid in Sefer Bali HaNefesh, Shah Precious, he brings 2 days how to learn this Gemara, which is a big nafkamina la halacha. The first day that he brings is Reish Lakish is going back on the din of Rav Yosef. The Hainu Rav Yosef just said that the din of the Braisa, that it's also to be mistakvel, but Akva Shalisha is talking even about somebody's wife, Bishasa she's a nida. On that, Rav Shimon ben Lakish is Chalak. And he's saying that Akva doesn't mean kipshuta, the ekev of the isha. It means makam hatinoifeshu mechuvin keneged ha'ekev. It means it comes out according to Reish Lakish that afilu beishta nida, even when she's a nida, only makam hatinoifes is also beistaklus, but shar makamas hamechusas are mutter. And that's what Reish Lakish is coming to say. He's being chelik on Rav Yosef. The second shot the Ravid speaks out is that the Rav Shimon ben Lakish is saying a milsa ba'afei nafshe. He's not going back on the dinner of Yosef. He's saying his own halacha. The Hainu, the Lashon of the Brisa says, Kolam yistak of akva shel isha haven leibonim she'ena mulganim. So there's two ways to understand the Brisa. But Yosef learned the Brisa is talking about a pashut ekev, and therefore he's mukim that the Brisa is talking about ishta inida. That even though that she must be a nida, because if she wouldn't be a nida, so there's no isra to be mistakel ba'akva. That's why Yosef has to make it with kibbutz. The Brisa is talking about ishta inida. Reish Lakish has different pshat in the Brisa. He also learns it's talking about his wife. But he learns, but instead of making ukimta, that it's talking about ishtay nida, he learns it's talking about a stam isha. And ekev, that it says in the braisa, he makes it ukimta, it's talking about makam hatinoifes. And therefore, there's no betza machlaikas between them, just a machlaikas how to learn the braisa. That according to Shimon ben Lakish, there's a halacha over here, a special halacha that refers even to an isha b'shas when she's tahor. That there's a specific iser to mistakel b'makom hatinoifes. And according to Yosef, Mishnah's teaching us an iser by ishtay nida, that it's also to be mistakel b'afilu b'akva, which is a din of b'koymes ha'mechusim, parts of the isha which are supposed to be covered, that it's also to be mistakel b'shas that she's a nida. The Ravid says you can't be machriya between these two stodim, therefore it's machriya like both shitas. Beishtai nida, it's also to be mistakel, be mekoymes hamechusim. And beishtai lani, the beishtai tahira, there's an isra stam to be mistakel, be makom hatinoifes. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisui Bia, per chafal falacha dalid, he writes, umutu la'odom lahabit beishtai, kishahi nida, va'afal pishahi erva. He's mutter to be mistakel beishtai, even when she's a nida, even though she has din erva, it's mutter. For afal pishe yeshle hana'as leiv b'ri'iyasa, hoyo v'hi muteres leila achazman. The reason why it's mutter is because since she's mutter l'achazman, einei bo bezeh l'dvar michshon. The Magid Mishnah on the Rambam brings the makor. The Rambam is not clear exactly how he's learning l'gabe these two tzodim. What does the Rambam mean? When he says mutter l'habit beishtai, he means mutter l'habit Dafka b'mekoymos she'enam mechusim, or even mekoymos ha'mechusim, even places which are supposed to be covered. So the Magid Mishnah says zemis bar perik ve'elu mutarim. He brings our Gemara. The makor for the Ram is our Gemara. She'om rushan hamistako ba'akva shel isha havin loy banim she'enam mehuganim. Amr Rav Yosef ubi ishtai nida. Amr Reish Lakish akva diketani makom ha'toyrav shu mechuvik neged akva. Mashma zok the Magid Mishnah. Ha b'shar mekoymus mutter. Mavur the Magid Mishnah, he learned the Rambam like the first pshat in the Yesh Mefarshim. The Rambam is teaching us that the Reish Lakish is going back on Rav Yosef, and he's being chalik on Rav Yosef that afilu, that even though it's talking about ishtay nida, still akva is not kipshuta. It means makom hamechuv keneged ha'ekev. Ma'aseh the Shulchan Aruch paskins l'chumra like the day of the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch has a siman Reish Mem and also brought Evan Ezra siman Chaf Hey. Both places there he paskins l'hedya that it's also the mistakel the mekaymus hamechusim of an isha. And we learn out from Ekev. We learn out to all the Ekev is just the biggest example, the biggest chizah. Afilu akva is also who in any place that it's normal for the isha to be mechase is also for the baal to be mistakel b'shada she's a nida. The Maisa from the Ravid also there, it's Mashma, he learned the Rambam the way the Magid Mishnah, because the Ravid is Masig on Lashon Rambam. He says, Ava loy b'makom hester shalav, hach isav b'nadarim. In a makom hester, in a makom that's supposed to be mechusa, it's also to look at, it's Mashma, he's learned the Rambam is matrin afilu mekoymes that are supposed to be mechusa, even that the Rambam is coming to be matir. We're continuing in the Gemara, about five lines down from the bottom of the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Dahabai, Dalet Dvarim Sachuli Malachi Asharis. Four things the Malachi Asharis told me. First thing is, why are people born without missing limbs? Because they're hoifich the Shulchanam. The Ran learns over here, Hochan Shulchanam means that boil is nishayseim shalike darkam. And the Gemara continues, the four different things that the Malach told him. On the Mubayz, the Gemara says about 6-7 lines down, Omra b'yoichadan zu divrei. Ein halacha ki Yochanan ben da'abai, ela kol ma'ashodan roitzel asas bi'ishtay oiseh. V'chule. So he says, halacha is not like Yerichan ben da'abai, rather called Masha Adam Reitz Elasas B'ishtay Yoisa. Rishonim are medayik from here, that since the first thing that Rabbi Yochanan ben Da'abai quoted B'shein the Malachi Asharis was that it's also to be hoifech as shulchanim, to be boil isha shalaika darkoi, it comes out la halacha that it should be mutter, be shalaika darkoi should be mutter, because the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Da'abai. Toises and Yuvomist of Lamadarim obeys, ask the Kasha, and the Gemara over there seems to be foolish to be not like that. The Gemara over there says, at the Maisa of Er ve'Oinen, the two son-in-laws of Yehuda, which they were both killed b'day Shemayim for what they did, it was considered they were shine for what they did. The Gemara says the Maisa was Shaloi Kedarka. They were both Shaloi Kedarka. So it's Mashal Lehed that Bia Shaloi Kedarka is also. Toises brings another Gemara in Perak Arba Mises and Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Chesam Abeis. It says, Oivit kechovim haba al ishtoi shaloi kedarka chayav misa. A goy who's boilas ishtoi shaloi kedarka is chayav misa. The Gemara asks, Mi'ika midi di Yisrael loy mechayev for oivit kechovim mechayev. Could there be such a thing that a goy is chayev and a yid's not? And Tosis explains that you can't learn when it says a yid's not chayev. It doesn't mean that he's not chayev misa, but it's still aser, because that wouldn't be so schwer for the Gemara, because everything that a goy is aser to do, he's chayev misa. For example, gezel, and yid's not chayev misa. That wouldn't be schwer. So the fact the Gemara says Yisrael loy chayev, it means that it's mutter. So you see, lehedgen these two Gemaras, Sanhedrin and Ar Sugya in the Darim Dav Chof. It's mavur that bi shloi kedarka is mutter, and the Gemara in Yuvamos of Lamadaro and Bay seems to say that it's a chiyuv iser chiyuv misa b'day shemayim. Now, how are we miyasha these two Gemaras? The Ri, Tosis brings two terutz in b'shem the Ri. The first terutz b'shem the Ri is that the Gemara in the Nedarim and in Sanhedrin is talking about b'loy ha'tzah zera. B'loy ha'tzah zera, then it's mutter. The cave of the lake Ashrat Azera, Taisu says, loy havi kemaisa er ve'oinen. It's a very important Hezbollah, Taisu says. Taisu explains, the Peshad is that since it's not ayideh ha'tzah zera, therefore it's not like the maisa er ve'oinen. The whole isser is to be like, to do the maisa of er ve'oinen. If there's no ha'tzah zera, there's no maisa er ve'oinen. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Tes learns the same way. Over there he writes, Ishta Shel Adam Muteres Hiloi V'chuloi Boil B'kol Eish Yirtze V'chuloi Uba Aleya Bein Kedarka Bein Shaloi Kedarka Ubilvad Shaloi Yoytzi Shich V'zeh Levatol. Mavur in the Rambam also that the whole heter that we find in Sanhedrin and in the Darim Dav Chof is Davke B'loi Hatzar Zel V'tala. The Ri brings another Teretz in Yevamos, Oid Oimer Ri, the Loi Choshev K'maise Er V'oinen Elokish Mischaven L'Hashchi Zera V'rog Yilaso Iskein Tomid Aval B'akrai Ba'alma U'misav Alova Elishto Shloi Kedarka Zmutter. The Ri says, second Teretz in Yevamos Dav Lama Dalet, the Ri says, Fakeret, that even B'Hatzar Zel V'tala it's Mutter. The difference between that and the Maisa of Erva Oinen, but the Maisa Erva Oinen was Dafka Bekavona Lohoiti Ezer Levatol. The Dafka did not want Tomer to be Mizaber, and therefore they were Mechavon Lohoiti Ezer Levatol. But shaking over here, where it's Dafka Bakrai Ba'alma, Afilo Aide Sheikh Ezer Levatol, there's no Isser. The Sefer Charedim, who's the Chaver of the Beis Yosef and the Arizal, lived in Sfas in the 1600s. He's Marich Barichus Godel in the Sefer Charedim in Shar HaTshuva to be Cholek on these Rishonim and to say that there's no Heter B'chlal when there's Hitzah Zer Levatol. And he asks a few kashas. First kash that he asks from our Sugya is like this. He says, it comes out, make a Cheshbon our Sugya. The Gemara said on Amr Aleph, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Da'abai, Dal Dvam Sochli Melachi Asharis, Chigri Mibnei Ma Havio, Mibnei Shehoifchen HaShulchana. So you ask the Kasha, how could if Hoifchen HaShulchana means Abiyah Shaloika Darko, so how could the Gemara say that they're heavenly Banim Chigrim? I mean, there's no Banim that's going to come out from that Maisa Abiyah. So how could it be that the Gemara is talking about Hoifchen HaShulchana? The other Kasha that he asks is, what's Takap Shat in the Ribachra? How could it be Manavshach? If it's Hoysa Zeil of Atal is also, so then it can't be that it's Mutter a few times. And if it's not considered a Maisa of Hoysa Zeil of Atal, so why is it only Mutter? Why is it only Mutter once? The Eliyarabba and Simon Reish Mem, he brings down the Sefer Charedim, and he answers both his kashas. And he says, the answer to the first kasha is that he brings from the Arizal, that even though Avlad won't come out from this Maisa Bia, but stop doing this Maisa, Lafida Havamina, that it was Aser, is going to bring out, and a different Vlad, and a different time, is going to bring out Chigrin. Even though from this mice it be, it's not going to result in any uberis or any child, but stam the etzem mice is going to have an effect on the future children that's going to come out from this zivug. And I'll be the second kasha. He says enichnami. It's not a maisa. It's not a maisa isra of zeil vatala. Pasha's the reason is because it's b'derech bia, and he explains over there that the reason why that's why it's taka mutter a few times. Just if he does it dafka all the time, then it becomes like a maisa oinen. That's the maisa erva oinen. The maisa erva oinen was dafka to do it like that b'dafka all the time in order that she should not become uberes. But if his kavan is not to be mashkev zeil vatala, just it's by kri ba'alma, so then there's no isra because that's not the Meister Eved Oyen, and the Torah was Asr. The Gemara continues down towards the end of the Amud. The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Uberusi Mikem Hamordim Vahapoishim Bi. Om Rabbi Levi, Elu Bnei Teisha Midais, Bnei Asnas Mashgaach. This is the Rosh Tevis for the following 10, really, it's really 10 different types of machshavas, types of attitudes, which asra zivug to be misaber and that matziv. So I'll just talk about one of them here. There's an interesting shaila comes up. It says bnei ema, bnei anusa, bnei snua. Bnei snua means that bishas the conception, the husband had feelings of hatred towards his wife. She was a snua. The Ravid there in Balei HaNefesh and Shara Kedusha, and also the Zoyer HaKadosh and Parshas Vayetze, both ask a kasha that L'chore Leah was a snua, because the Torah says, the Pasuk says, that Leah was snua. The Leah felt like she was a snua. So how could Yaakov be Bo Leah if she was a snua? So he answers, the Ravid there answers, that as long as she's not a snua, Bishas Tashmish, then it's mutter. So Bishas Tashmish, she wasn't a snua, but just she felt like a snua in general terms, but not Bishas Tashmish. Yaakov Avinu made sure she wasn't a snua. Another teres he gives there is that Leah was not actually a snua, just she felt like a snua because comparative to Rachel, that Yaakov didn't love her as much as he loved Rachel, she felt klapi Rachel like a snua. But Emes, he loved her. He loved her. So therefore, there's no din there of a snua. The next case is Bnei Tmura. Bnei Tmura, the Ravid there, same Ravid explains, Bnei Tmura means that the Baal is being mischaven for another Isha B'Shas Tashmish. He thinks that it's a different Isha B'Shas Tashmish, and even if it's Shtehem Noshav, even if they're both his wife, but since he's thinking about a different Isha B'Shas Tashmish, it's Bnei Tmura. The Ravid asked the Kasha, Al-Khayr to come out that Ruvim was a Ben Tmura, because when Yaakov was boiled, Rachel, he thought he was being boiled Rachel, and really he was being boiled Leah, and therefore it comes out that Reuven should be a Bnei Tmur Lefinis Pshat. So he answers, there's a few different answers that are given to this kasha. The Ravid answers that Koidim Matan Torah, they weren't, these Dukei HaMitzvahs were not so precise, and therefore it wasn't in effect yet. Another teres, he says, was that Reuven was not Nis Abba from Oysa Bia, from the very first Bia. The Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Mem Sifkat Tess. He also brings the kasha and he explains that Bnei Tzmur is dafka when a person is bischavim for a specific goof and he thinks this goof is somebody else's goof. But over here, the goof that he's mechavim for, that's the goof that Yaakov was boiled. He didn't think that it was somebody else. He thought it was somebody else, but the goof that he was mechavim for, that's the goof that he ended up being mizdabik with. Therefore, there's no din on Reuven of a Ben Tzmura.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.